The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So good evening for those of you who are in this time zone. Good day, good night, good morning to others. And I haven't been here on a Monday evening for some time. I've been a common place for me to teach for many years. And somehow with the shelter in place and all the things happening, it felt a bit much to come and teach Monday nights, including the other teachings and things I'm taking care of. But it felt particularly important with all the changes and challenges that are going on now in the world and this nation, to sit with people and to share this moment, this challenging time, in sitting. There's something about sitting in meditation, sitting in meditation together, that's not meant at all to be an escape from the world, but rather a way of sitting in the middle of the world, middle of what's happening, so occasionally in the middle of the fire, and allow the surface thoughts to recede, the surface reactivity to recede, to allow the agitation, the fear, the dismay, maybe the anger, and all kinds of things quiet, so that we can hear, listen, see, feel something deep within us, the sources of wisdom, the sources of compassion and love. So we can touch into what's really a tremendous place of goodness and generosity here within us. And then with that, come and help our world, support others and be with others. And so it is a kind of strategic kind of stepping away from it all, so we strategically can step back and have much more to offer, and greater presence and peacefulness and kindness, compassion, and also greater courage, because some of the things that are needed in our society take a lot of courage to show up and make a difference. So here we are. This sitting here is a time to settle on oneself. And one of the ways to do that is to be very honest about how we are. The clear recognition and naming of how we are and how we're feeling is the beginning of the process of coming into the center of it all, and allowing that center to drop deeper and deeper. So, take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Maybe closing your eyes. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And allow yourself, if you can, in a very generous way, to recognize how you are at this moment. Tired, energized, happy, content, troubled, afraid, whatever way you are. And there is a way in which to sit and meditate. We first open our hearts and minds to simply recognize and be with ourselves as we are. As if for these few moments, it's okay to be this way. And then to feel and sense more deeply how this is. In the way that we are, how does that feel in the body? What's the physical sensations, energies of how we are? How are you emotionally? And how do those emotions manifest in the body? And how are you in the mind? And how does your thinking and mental activity manifest in the body? And how are you with your breathing? Is the breathing comfortable or uncomfortable? Is there a feeling of settledness with the breathing or unsettledness? And perhaps allowing the breathing to be at the center of it all. The breathing to be in the center of your universe. Not to push anything away, but to allow yourself to be present at the center. Maybe as you exhale, to drop deeper down into your center, kind of like the exhale is like a small stone dropped into a pond. It settles down to the bottom of the pond. Gently, as you let go, as you exhale, maybe a little bit more you can settle in. Perhaps as you exhale, you can relax and soften any tension connected to breathing. And whatever you're thinking and feeling is okay. But maybe you can give emphasis to the breathing at the center of it all. The place where the exhale and inhale help you connect with the heart of it all, the core. The depth of who you are. Maybe even the place where breathing arises and returns to quiet, to a place of stillness, to a quiet place within. If you used your imagination, what might it be like for you to sit, meditate, be aware, right in the middle of all the things that are the best of who you are? Even the good qualities you have that you don't even know you have. Potential for all kinds of beneficial ways of being and feeling towards yourself and towards others. What would it be like to sit at the middle, the center of yourself, breathing with all the goodness, all the potential? And as we come to the end of this sitting, what would it be like for you to sit at your center of your being in a quiet, peaceful, confident place? Have your heart open to the world as it is, to gaze kindly on this world, to be still and gaze on all things kindly. And to reflect and to think, to contemplate how you, in small and medium and big ways, whatever ways that's right for you, how you can make this world a better place for others. How is it that from the place of meditation that you might actually bring something, a gift to the world, so that meditation practice is not a solitary practice. It's not just for your own well-being, which I certainly hope it is. But you use it as a basis upon which to think and contemplate what you can do to make the life of other people better, even if it's so small as just smile at them and see them clearly. May from whatever benefit we have from this practice this evening, may that benefit be something we share with others, so that their lives can be happy, so their lives can know real peace, so their lives can know real freedom, so they can know that their life matters as well. May all beings be happy.